This is TJX, episode number 64. We're back in the saddle. Somewhat. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of TJX Japan Experience. That's right, TJX is back. I'm your host, DJ City. So what's going on with the podcast? You're probably going, well, we haven't heard much from you. What's going on? Hey, I hope you're still coming out with stuff. Well, the truth is we are back. We are working on a new show. I have a new show coming out, but that's besides the point. What I'm doing right now is I'm just letting you guys know that we haven't quit. We're still out there. We haven't pod faded completely. We pod fade a lot in this series. Well, that's because I recently moved. I moved out of the area where it's close for me and Gladiator to sit down and do talks. So now we're dealing with, dealt with the winter from hell. This is the best way I can explain it. If you live in anywhere in the U.S., you probably heard of this term, the polar vortex. The polar vortex was evil up here because not only did it make the roads almost an icy mess, they also made it very tricky to drive on. And you can't see black ice. I mean, honestly, if you've ever driven in winter weather, you know what I'm talking about when I say black ice you cannot see. If you're driving at night, driving during the daytime, a little bit easier to notice. But no, we had like the snow that would never end. We had the temperatures that were cold enough that I swear my hands, I thought I was going to lose fingers just because of how cold it was. And that's wearing gloves. We had wind chills down to minus 20. If you live in Ontario, you know exactly what I'm talking about. We had the mornings where you wake up and you swear that you walked outside and you instantly froze. It's been that bad of a cold. And still, you know, we're in April, May now, and we still are cold. I mean, the last couple of days here have been gorgeous. We've been having humidex is in the 30s. I'm like, yes, bring it on. But at the same point, I'm like, it's coming back, the cold. And I'm sitting here in my shorts and a t-shirt, and I'm happy. I felt like I got to do a podcast because I'm feeling good. And I know that tomorrow is going to be horrible. It's just the way it is here. Now, we have been trying to get, like, me and Gladiator have, you know, met up a couple times. But it's more been for, oh, well, you guys are coming down. Let's go out and have some fun. Rather than, hey, let's sit down and do a podcast. It's been more of, I haven't seen my friends in a little while. Let's talk. Let's have some fun. But we're getting back into the podcast groove. We should have a new show out, hopefully, within, don't quote me on this. I'm hoping within the next 3 weeks, we're going to be able to sit down, have a discussion, and record a show. Like I said, don't hold me on that because nothing's written in stone just yet. But, you know, we got some other ideas going on. We've been thinking about going back to Japan. We've been thinking about, wouldn't it be great if we could just take the whole crew and just have some fun in Japan? And we thought to ourselves, well, if we're going to go to Japan, we have the video camera. We have the camera. We have recording equipment. Why don't we go to Japan, record a podcast there? Also, why don't we add some fun to this? We thought about doing specialty items. And if we can do these specialty items, could we sell it to you, the fans? So we thought maybe a Kickstarter might be a good idea. Give you guys an idea of why we want to go back to Japan, what we're going to do in Japan, and how we're going to put it all together. Now, we haven't discussed this out, the total ideas of the plan. I can't tell you everything right now because I don't have the Kickstarter set up yet, and I just got some ideas popping in my head. But I'd like to know what you guys would do. If we were to give you something from Japan, a show or video or something from Japan, what would you like to see us talk about? Or what would you like to us to do? I mean, one of the ideas is we were going to hold a G+ on Google Plus, set up a hangout. And you guys could come in and hang out and talk to us and ask us stuff while we're in Japan. Or we're going to do a night where we'll do a whole bunch of recording and we'll put it out on the web, but it's only launched to you guys only, the ones that pay into the Kickstarter program. So let me know what you guys think for a Kickstarter idea. What would you like to see us do? You can fire us an email at fans@jrajio.net. If you don't know the address, that is jrajio.net. The only reason we spell it out, because some of you might not know how to spell it. Simple. The other idea, come on over to Facebook. Let us know what you think. Do we want to see us do a Kickstarter? Is there some other idea you can think that we can do crowdfunding? We're also looking at Patreon is another way. This program is kind of a little different. You pay us money every time we release an episode. So say if you were to say, I want to donate $5 every time these guys put out a show. You go into your PayPal, you set up your PayPal account. We get $5 from you guys saying, hey, you guys put out a show. Here's $5 for us. And it's done through a company, you know, Patreon. They're the ones that will do it. They're the ones that will set it up. And then back and forth, we will work out the deals and everything else. We lose a little bit of money because it has to pay to Patreon. But it's a good way for you to give us money, and you know it's going to get to us. So I'm looking forward to setting up a Patreon account soon. We are going to have more ways that you can get contact with us. I'm actually looking at putting on a contact list. This will give you our phone numbers. Well, not really our phone numbers. A phone number that you can call for to leave us a message. Something like SpeakPipe, or we'll figure out something. Also, on top of it, we're going to probably look at other ways that you can contact us. You know, we got the Facebook already set up, so I'm waiting for people to say, hey, you know, I'm interested in something, or I'm looking for that message through email. We have many different ways that you can contact us, not including G+ also. But I find that the Google Plus, guys out there in Google Plus, you got to start making some noise out there, man. I want to hear you fans go crazy. I want to know that your fans love us. I want to know that you still care for us. So I want to hear you guys start, you know, sending out email. Let us know that you're still a fan of the TDX podcast. And why am I making weird voices? Because it's late at night and I am feeling beat. But I'm also happy because it's sunny and warm outside and I'm not freezing my butt off. You people should understand, especially if you live in the States, what I'm talking about when I say cold. Minus 40 Celsius. That is about minus 20 Fahrenheit, if I'm doing my math right. And that might be. But you know what I mean. It was just so cold out there. It's just like, bleh. But if you're interested in what we're doing and what we can do for you guys, please, please do not hesitate to email us. You can, like I say, you can reach us via email. You can reach us on Facebook. You can reach us on Google+, which I have not seen much action on, which I like to know what happened to the fans on there. And I hope you like the new logo. It's not new, but it's new enough. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. My name is DJ City. As always, please, we'd like to hear from you. Contact us. Let us know what you think. Till next time, Jane, bye-bye, and new website coming soon.